It's immediately after the close of our last episode, when Perry Mason, warned he is under threat of immediate arrest, left his secretary in his office, and with Private Detective Paul Drake, descended to the basement. Right now, as he and Paul start through the basement towards the exit to the street.
Paul, are you sure that was the police car you saw from the office window?
Two of them.
All right, then wait. There might be others you didn't see.
Here. Help me drag the packing case.
What's with the packing case?
You. Come on. Give it up to the sidewalk window. And then you get on top of it and take a look outside.
Hey, what am I supposed to do? Jump up on top of it? Almost as tall as I am.
Never mind. I'll boost you.
Yeah.
Here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Hey, hey, not so fast.
Forget your dignity.
The window's so dusty I can't see anything.
Well, rub it off.
Well? Yeah. Yeah, I got a good view. Hey, good thing we did take a look. Two of Trag's boys guarding the basement exit. More guys coming. You won't get through this door, Perry.
If they can help it, I won't walk out of any of the other doors either.
Looks like they got you boxed in.
What did you say?
Huh? I said, looks like they got you boxed
in. Jump down.
What?
Stop talking. Get down, Paul.
Okay. What are you up to, Perry? Hey, beating your hand against that packing case won't help you.
No.
You better go back to your office and get arrested with all the dignity you can. What are you doing with that packing case?
That's it, packing case.
It's empty. Well, of course it's empty.
And it's big enough for a man.
Oh, Perry, you can't get away
with
that.
Come on, help me. Here, drag that case out from the wall, will you, Paul? Move now, Paul. I'm going to use this service phone.
Yeah.
Stella? No, I'm downstairs in the basement. They're sealing off the building. Della, wait. Don't ask questions. Get hold of the porter. The porter. You'll have to locate him somewhere in the building. That's right. Have him bring a portable loading platform to my office. Yes, that's right. A portable loading platform into the office.
You mean down here, don't you?
I mean my office. All right, now you and I can get this case upstairs in the freight elevator.
Lawyer arrested while carrying a huge packing case through
got corridors. Got a few minutes. Try going to have to post him in a minute. Now, come on, Paul. Stop crabbing and get your back into this.
All right, let's stop here.
Kick it again. My back's killing me.
A little exercise good for you, Paul.
A little. Resting a boxcar all over the room.
Come on in, Joe. Carry a packing case.
Oh, yeah. Just close your mouth, Della, and open the law library door, huh?
Perry, are you going to try to get
the
out?
Door, Della, please, quick. All right, over near the book, Paul.
All right, now, let it down easy. Oh, my back is...
Ouch!
What's the matter, Paul?
Caught my finger under the edge.
You should be more careful. Della, did you?
Yes, I did. I got a porter.
A porter?
Well, just one. Joe said the other boy went to eat and he can't get back inside. The police have the whole building roped off.
Joe will be enough. Paul here can help him.
Oh,
wait
no.
For Joe in the office, Della, and don't let him in until Paul and I get this packed with books.
Books?
That's what I said.
Huh? But Perry...
You'll tell me when, won't you,
Yes,
Perry?
Yes, I will. All right, get the lid off that thing, Paul. We'll use the bigger books, huh?
You, really going to put books in?
What else?
Okay, you're running this show. How many?
Just cover the bottom.
Yeah, but...
And don't take any time to stack them neatly. I'm not...
Won't work, Perry.
Make a little bet?
No, not with you.
Well...
These enough?
Yes. I think that was Joe, probably, at the door. Della!
Yes, he's here. Are you ready?
Open the door for him, Paul.
Okay. All right, come on in, Joe.
Bring in a loading platform, Mr. Drake.
Oh, by all means.
Now, open the door wide, Mr. Drake. Now, you don't have to tell me to be careful, Mr. Street. I won't scratch the door jamb. Hey, that's a big crate, Mr. Mason. You moving out a section of the files?
Not exactly, Joe. Just books.
Books?
Books.
Well, if you fill that big crate full of books, it'll be so heavy, I don't know.
It won't be full of books, see?
Oh, yeah. Not more than the bottom is covered. Huh. I'll tell you what, Mr. Mason, you don't need such a big packing case. I'll duck down to the basement and get a little case.
No.
But, Mr.
We like this case. At least Mr. Mason likes it.
Why?
Just humor me, Joe, huh?
Okay, Mr. Mason. I'll put the top on. Say, did you hear all the excitement downstairs? The cops?
Wait. Joe, you and Miss Street, go and wait in the other office.
Huh?
Mr. Drake and I will nail the top on.
But Mr. Mason...
Outside, Joe.
And give me your hammer.
Okay, Mr. Mason, if you... Okay, Mr. Mason, here.
Thank you.
Oh. Come on, Joe. We'll leave these gentlemen to their work.
Yeah, there's nails stuck in the top already, Perry.
That's good.
Sit down, Joe. It won't take them a minute, I hope.
Yes, ma'am.
Lots of excitement, you say.
Oh, yes, ma'am. The cops have got somebody trapped in a building, a bandit or something, I guess. I don't know.
Oh?
If I didn't know Mr. Mason a favor, I ought to go down and see if the cops need me. But you said this was important.
Yes, Joe.
Mr. Mason should have let me put that
top
on.
He can do it.
It ain't dignified.
Well.
Those books must be awful important.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Mason is awful particular about them, ain't he?
Oh, very particular.
It ain't like Mr. Mason.
Want a cigarette, Joe?
No, ma'am. You never know what Mr. Mason is going to do next, do you?
How true.
He sure got a whole bag full of tricks.
Joe. Oh.
Okay, Joe. Come and get it.
Okay, Mr. Drake. Excuse me, Miss Street.
She's all nailed up.
Hey, you put it on the loading platform for me.
Well, we...
You shouldn't have. Where's Mr. Mason?
Mason? Mason? Oh, he had a leave.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Mason was in kind of a hurry.
Oh. He can't walk out of the building now?
Oh, well, maybe he'll think of something.
There's something funny going on here, Miss Street.
Joe, all Mr. Mason wants you to do is to move this crate of books, and that's all.
Well, of course I'll do what he wants, but I just...
He left definite instructions. He wants us to deliver them right away.
Us?
I'm going with you. I'll tell you where when we get in the truck.
Maybe we can't get by the cops.
With books? They don't care about books.
Of course not.
Yeah, of course not.
And here's something for Mr. Mason for your trouble.
Hey.
He wants the box handled gently, Joe, and this side kept up.
Now, well, for this kind of dough, I'd carry it in my arms like a baby.
Uh-huh. Well, let's get going.
Hey, wait. Let me shift the crate to the middle of the platform.
Joe, let it alone.
And, Joe, be careful.
That's funny.
Come on, let's go.
Now, listen. I saw what was in here.
Books?
Yeah. But them books wasn't made out of lead.
Look out, Joe. Don't shove it like
Joe,
that.
Joe, I forgot to tell you. We put in a little office safe before we nailed it up.
Oh, office safe. That's why it's so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
What do I say if the cops stop us, Mr. Drake?
What can you say, Joe?
That's what's worrying.
Well, you saw what was in the case.
I saw what was in the
books.
Case.
Books. All you can say is that you saw books in it.
Yeah, books. Okay, Mr. Drake. I'm willing to take a chance if he is.
He? Oh,
I mean you.
Well, let's get rolling.
But don't look so worried, Joe, or the police will stop you.
Yes, ma'am.
Here, I'll open the door wide.
Miss Street, in case there's trouble, Mr. Mason will look out for me.
You know he will, Joe.
Yeah, but in case. In case. That's a hot one. I should have said in crate.
Oh.
Okay, Mr. Drake, let's get a move.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Can Paul Drake and the porter manage to get that packing case, the case filled with books, of course, past the police cordon? Or will Perry Mason's ruse be exposed? And just what is that ruse?